This is EJ Castor with a Florida Tech International Student Spotlight. And with me, I have Tajana from Barbados. Now, I understand you were born in New York City in Manhattan, but at 8 years old, you moved to Barbados. Tell us about that.
My parents are originally from the Caribbean. My mom is from Guyana and my father's from Barbados. They came up to the U.S. in terms of their jobs. My mom is a nursing aide and my father's a graphic designer. They decided that they would rather have me be educated in the Caribbean. For me, that was really enjoyable because it was different life, more freedom, more excitement.
Barbados is a really small island, so you actually met Rihanna, the singer.
Yes. Barbados is only like 166 square miles. Rihanna's school, she went to school at Commonmere, and I went to school at Christchurch Foundation School. And most of the time, I would see her coming out of school, and I did meet her once when I went for a volleyball match at Commonmere School.
And you are here at Florida Tech. You're an undergraduate student?
Yes, I'm an undergrad.
And you're majoring in?
Electrical engineering.
Why that major?
From since I was young, I used to take apart my Nintendo 64 and kind of try to put it back together. So when I first came here, though, I was a space science major because I figured astronomy was really nice and I wanted to get to learn about it. But then I found out that wasn't really my choice of happiness. So I decided to go into the engineering world. And then I found electrical engineering, which is something I liked more. And more in depth, I think I kind of want to lean towards the area of fiber optic.
And what do you intend to do with that?
I'm working in the fiber optics world and basically increase communication or make it better in the communication world.
And what do you like best about this campus?
When I first came here, it was hard for people to understand my accent. The most important thing that I liked about this campus was that I had other international students here with me as well, and some of the other organizations were also very kind, so I was able to like travel to places that I wasn't able to go to before. So like in my freshman year, I was able to go to NASA, and just like last year, I was able to like go to Universal Studios, which I never went before. So the campus is very outgoing and you have a lot more opportunities than you would, I guess, in other campus.
They have lots of activities that take the students off campus, lots of programs to participate in, lots of organizations.
Yes.
Now, I'm curious, is English the primary language in Barbados?
Yes, it is the primary language. So, but we have different dialects, just like how Jamaica may have Patois.
Right.
So they speak in a broken English. We also speak in a broken English as well. So most people wouldn't really understand us when we talk. So it was kind of hard to communicate, but it got better eventually.
I just don't. I hear an accent, but it's not strong enough not to understand you.
Over the past years, since I've been going and coming to New York again, I've gotten back the New York accent. So I've gotten. The Bajan accent has decreased a lot.
You're an international individual.
Yes.
Well, good. And now you're in, what year are you here at Florida?
I'm now a senior.
You're a senior, so you graduate in spring of 2016?
Yes.
And are you anticipating remaining to pursue a master's, or are you going to return to the islands?
I'm hoping to probably do my master's or, again, work in the fiber optics world.
There's a lot of opportunities here, right here in Melbourne. This is EJ Castor with a Florida Tech International Student Spotlight. For more information on our International Student Spotlights, please be sure to check out our website at wfit.org. Click on podcasts and scroll down to International Student Spotlights.